Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Interrogang podcast. I'm your host, Kyle Reed. It's rewind episode time once again this summer, and for your listening pleasure, I am serving up our discussion from season 1, episode 16, Metrics for Shame. In this episode, we talk about what it would mean for a rate and review system to be commonplace in the type world, and at the heart of the matter is the role of positivity in type design. Turns out the internet might not be the best place for that. Anyway, take a listen and enjoy.
So this week we want to talk about reviews, and particularly reviews of new type releases. As of right now, there really aren't any homes for type review, the same way that there might be for TripAdvisor, Google, for pretty much everything else. And while there's plenty of discourse out there in the world about new type design, there's not a star rating system out there. And so we wanted to talk a little bit about what it would mean to have a review system, and ultimately, would that be helpful to the industry? So let's dive right into the big question. Let's just, no pretense. So Kyle, what do you think about having a centralized place, website, or what otherwise, for type reviews?
This is a very loaded question. It's a very complex matter that requires a very complex answer. To simplify it way down,
lay it on me.
I do not think that that is a good idea. Plain and simple.
Okay, tell me why.
I really appreciate the fact that there are reviews out there for things like recipes, things that you can engage with, experiences on Airbnb, or like I bought this car and there's a giant issue with it. Those things are nice to know. If you are buying a typeface, I think you're buying a typeface with completely different motives and intentions than engaging in something like a movie where you experience it and then your opinion kind of gets reflected back on the people who brought you that experience. I don't think it's a great idea to start putting a rating system on typography, because typography, whether you view it as a tool or as if you review, or if you see it as art, neither of those are do really, really well with completely subjective reviews. It's just, I think that's a deep pool you do not want to wade into.
Much of what we seek out reviews for are entertainment, or they are experiences. And that's, of course, a different thing than for tools. That's not to say you can't look online on Lowe's and see 600 people who reviewed their weed whacker.
Right.
But that's has more to do with mechanical or anyway.
Yeah.
When you're talking about reviewing an experience, you're talking about how well did I enjoy it? When you're talking about a type, if you try to talk about it as how much do I enjoy this type, as with any artistic endeavor, you're getting into the subjective.
Exactly.
Now, we are in an era of opinions.
Absolutely.
Opinions aren't going anywhere. And there are plenty of places for opinions to fly. I don't know where. I haven't found them. But I hear about this Twitter.com.
It's a fun website.
It's a great place to ruin your day. And so all that to say, I hear you, Kyle. Let me try to devil's advocate here for...
Okay.
Reviews are often a way to get noticed, to get out there and to hear. It's very easy to listen to the person who made something or works at a place or on something and hear them say, this is great, you should try it. It does oftentimes require, you know, you're not going to just listen to that person and think, oh, they have no ulterior motive.
Buy in wholeheartedly.
And so it can help to have an external view. But I'm already cracking under the pressure of devil's advocating here, because there's also such a distinct difference between just a random person and a a professional.
Yes.
You know, a professional reviewer.
Right.
Which already professional reviewers have the standard of dealing with subjective things. It's still their opinions, but at right. least mm-hmm. they have some background, hopefully, you'd hope. If you're just listening to the 12 people you've never heard of with egg avatars tell you that something that Garamond sucks and you should hate it as much as I hate it, you know, what worth is that?
Right. Their circumstances are totally different than yours.
So let me shift this to how reviews would be received by the creators. And I'm going to start, yeah. as I often do, with my perspective from the performing arts, where when you're performing, there's an unspoken rule that you, in the dressing room, you never discuss reviews that have come out, because it doesn't matter if they're positive or negative, they will get on the mind of the performer, and they can totally alter or ruin a further performance, because we're not strong enough to keep those other voices out. I've worked with people who got positive reviews, but the reviews weren't highlighting what they wanted them to highlight, and so that made them upset. I've been with people who the show got glowing reviews, but they didn't get called out specifically, and so that made them very upset. So it's not even about getting a bad review. Any review can trigger someone right. into, what have I done wrong? What do I need to do differently? When the answer is nothing. You did fine. One person
right.
said one thing that they didn't like one time, and that can be a problem moving forward.
I don't think the world needs any more metrics for shame.
Ooh. Metrics for Shame is a great band name.
Metrics for Shame. I don't think, I mean, there's so many ways to evaluate ourselves, even before diving into the deep pool of evaluating ourselves on other people's opinions. There are just so many ways to determine the value of something. And in type, no different.
Right.
There's an economic side. There's a
right.
self-fulfillment side. There's an aesthetic side. I mean, there's just so many ways to say, okay, this doesn't hold up. So many avenues for comparison. I personally, if I had to subject my typefaces to a review board or a five-star rating system, eventually I knew it would just, you know, have this rating system imposed upon it. Man, I don't think I would even design type in the first place.
It would poison the entire process, wouldn't it?
It really would.
It would be on your mind.
So here's where I want to kind of break this down a little bit more into clarifying what we're talking about. There is a difference between reviews and critiques and testimonials. So I personally think reviews of typography in the way that we're talking about it, like a Google review or a Yelp review saying, oh, this type was not great for me. It has a weird looking J. 2 stars. I think that's really unhelpful. But if you're saying critique, if we're going to start looking at this in terms of critique, there are a lot of helpful ways where that can be a thing. That's kind of 50-50, I think. Helpful and unhelpful. There are, you know, community ways where that happens. There are individual ways where critique happens. And there are lots of sites on the internet right now where critique actually does occur, and it's really, really good.
Right.
And sometimes the site isn't even a critique site. Like Fonts in Use, that just puts up uses of the type. That's kind of a vouching for how did I like this type and how did I use it. It's a review in itself.
And has lots of value, right?
Yeah, saying put up or shut up, really. And then there's...
Well, it's not living just in opinions. It's providing value to what you're saying.
Okay, so then there's testimonials, which a lot of other businesses use. You know, you scroll down on somebody's site and say, yeah, Kathy's Bagels was, you know, just a really great experience. I highly recommend it.
Love Kathy's Bagels. Just great schmear.
Or this marketing firm did a great job for my business. I highly recommend, right? It comes with a recommendation.
They also have a great schmear.
And I think that there is something valuable in testimonials in type.
Right. Absolutely.
Because it tends to be a little more positive. It's not just a space where you can just say, I hated this thing. You could say, I didn't have a good experience with this because, or you can say, oh, I really did get a lot of value out of this typeface because I think it's high quality, or you know, something like that.
But so you can break those down into reviews are just, what do I think when I first look? Critiques are, what do I think when I am thinking about how I would use this? And then testimonials are, what do I think after I've used this? So it really is,
I guess you could break it down,
digging
like that,
deeper into the actual, it's basically a discussion of empathy, of putting my mind into actually using it, as opposed to just saying, yeah, this is what I think right now, damn it.
Well, if we've learned anything about the internet, is that it is low on empathy, high on opinion.
It is an empathy machine, cranking out empathy and empathic people.
It is not.
I was being sarcastic.
Okay, good.
It is a cesspool.
It is a cesspool. The internet is a cesspool. So I don't think a review system, or even say on some of these distribution services, right?
Right.
Like if my fonts, oh boy, we haven't really dived into talking about my fonts on this podcast. If they all of a sudden put up a rating system, that would change things dramatically.
Right.
For me, like I always look at FontStand. I think it's a great service. Rent fonts, you just kind of, you're able to see and use and try a bunch of fonts. I think it's great.
I just, ultimately, I'm not sure what purpose it would serve. What's the difference between an average of 4.7 stars and 4.6 stars in right. type?
What's the relative? How does that relate to you? Yeah,
it couldn't possibly mean anything to you, especially if you're talking about two things that aren't, if you're talking about a slab serif and then a variable cursive font, it's like, what does that even matter?
Right.
To me.
Yeah. You're apples to oranges, yeah. Right? I mean, I think here's probably where you can look at the world of movies. So a site like Rotten Tomatoes.
Right.
I feel like they are not, it's not really reviews, but it's also not a five-star rating system. It's somewhere in between.
Right.
Where if you did that for type and you said, oh, this type got a, you know, 98 serifs on a on this our website or whatever you would want to use, like that's a way that I can see marketing a typeface, but do designers care about that? Would anybody care about that? I don't think so. I just don't think that there would be any credible clout to any of this.
It would also be a lousy way to bring non-type people into the font buying atmosphere. It removes the critiquing that you're talking about. And again, it's not to say that review systems can't work elsewhere, but this is not the place for a review system, a rating system like that.
Oh man, I just can only imagine the vitriol and the hate that would spew out of the internet if you started opening up typefaces to reviews. Because I think people would look beyond just the type and they would start saying, who designed this? What foundry designed this? What nationality of the person who designed, you know, they would start judging it on so many more metrics than just the type itself.
So we all know how Kyle feels. If you feel differently, please write us at hello@proofco.xyz because we'd love to have this conversation. Because also we don't know what this world would look like with a review system. And maybe there are ways we're not thinking of that it would help highlight what's out there and what's great.
Yeah.
And maybe we're thinking too narrowly about this issue. But I do think I agree with you, Kyle, that as a way to cultivate negative attitudes towards the new and innovative, nothing would get that going more than giving people a place to just further.
We don't need any more machines for that.
Yeah. And boil down their opinions to a 1 to 5 mm-hmm. rating doesn't mean anything in type and barely means anything anywhere.
Ultimately, I think type design deserves discourse. It deserves discussion. It deserves community. It does not deserve reviews negativity and drastic opinion, basically. It's just that stuff just does not have any weight in my book. As a designer, as a type designer, somebody who uses type, somebody who makes type, no clout. Just trying to make the world a better place, man.
That's it for this week's Interrogang. We've got another Rewind episode coming later this month, and brand new episodes coming in the fall, so don't go too far. If you are able, please consider becoming a supporter of the show for as little as $3 a month by clicking the link in the episode notes. If that's not in your budget, we totally understand. But then take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. Or tell your friends about the show. We always appreciate the love. As always, thanks for being a part of the Interrogang, and we will see you next time.
Now, just totally out of left field, this is not related to anything we're talking about. Please, listeners, rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. Please give us 5 stars. Give a nice review. It really helps us get our name out there. And we'd love to hear from you.
Or even if you have a negative review, give it 5 stars and then write
and
your negative review.
Keep the review to yourself.
Man.